So close your eyes. Oops. And to bring your attention to your body, sitting here. And when your attention is focused inside, with your eyes closed, one of the reasons we close our eyes is because we look inside, look into our body rather than out onto somebody else's body, or onto the doors or whatever else catches your attention. Look inside. So you can get to know how our body feels. Starting off with our legs. How are your legs positioned now? Are they in a good posture for meditation? And you know, when I said that the first half an hour is for peace and for learning how to deal with possible viruses and other health issues, it's not a joke. If you get to know your body, really know it, you can avoid so many illnesses. Even fevers. You get to feel your body, you care for it. So your body becomes healthy. But right now, just be aware of your legs. Are they comfortable? Sometimes when we talk about establishing mindfulness, a very easy and powerful way of doing that is just to look at your legs as if they were separate beings. You ask them, like you'd ask a friend, "How are you today?" Now you're asking your legs, "How are you?" Now we'll put your awareness to that part of your body and you'll get a response. In particular, are they really comfortable? My legs, can I make you more comfortable? Which means you will move, adjust, making sure that your legs are as comfortable as you possibly can put them. So I adjust my legs until they're about as good as I can get them. And if there are any aches or pains, or tightnesses, tensions there, it's like I zoom in on the tight part. I focus in on a place which needs just a bit of kindness to relax it, to make it peaceful. You know what it's like sometimes that some beings just need to be cared for, so that people know they matter. And I do that to my own body, it might be a knee or a hip. Just look at it and say, look, I can't really do much, but I care for you. And that has a pain-reducing effect. The part relaxes. I can feel it relaxing. Mindfulness allows you to get feedback, and the feedback shows you're going in the right direction. Or sometimes you've gone in the wrong direction, so reverse. I'm still looking at my legs, aware of them, just relaxing them to the max. Then I move up to my butt, just feeling them, making sure that my buttocks are well balanced on the cushion. And even relaxing them, just wishing them to be at ease. I can feel the muscles relax a tiny bit, but that's good. And then I go up to my back, making sure that my back is well positioned. And I don't always put my back in the same position. Sometimes I slump it, sometimes I lean back. You find what your back needs right now. And I stay, keep my mindfulness on my back, moving it if necessary, until it relaxes deeply. I feel that it's in a good position for the meditation. And I go to my shoulders. I find my robe is a bit tight over my left shoulder, so I'm going to loosen it. Well, that's much better. So I'm aware of the shoulders. If there's any tightness in the muscles, I just feel those muscles, I get to know them. When I'm familiar with the muscles, I know when they're tight, when they're relaxed. And what I need to do to loosen them, to let them go, not to keep stretching them. And I feel those muscles just start relaxing. The mindfulness, you see what's happening, whether the relaxation is getting deeper, or whether you're getting more tight. You soon learn from mindfulness practice how to be at peace with your body. And then I go down my arms to my hands. I always notice every time I have my hands in a different position. But this one feels good this evening, so I'm going to keep it like this. If you need to move, then move. Then I go up to my neck, making sure my head is well balanced on top of the neck. Any irritations in the throat, I get them because I have allergies and inherited that from my father, who had asthma. I can feel that little irritation, the itch. To deal with it, I just observe it, relax it. Make peace with it. And it gets unirritating. And lastly on my body I go to my face and become aware of the muscles around my eyes and my mouth, which display one's emotions. I want to keep my emotions very peaceful, so I make the muscles around my eyes and mouth relaxed to the max. Letting go, being kind. I feel the muscles around my eyes get so loose. Around the mouth, they relax. Once the body has been relaxed, see if you can see the whole body as one unit. Relaxed, at ease, at peace, just sitting here. And I continue to relax my whole body until I get this delightful feeling, the delight, the pleasure of relaxation. What people go to the beach for, or they go to a hot bath or a spa. To really relax your body very, very profoundly. I just do that by my mind, relaxing every part. If I see any tightness, tension, irritation anywhere, I go to it straight away. Make that the object of my meditation, the irritation. And relax it, expand it, loosen it. All these wonderful words which take away the tightness. Just stay enjoying the delight of a relaxed body. When the body is relaxed enough, I let my body just disappear and I go to what I call the peace-ometer, asking myself, how peaceful are you now? A number from 1 to 10, 1 really peaceful, 10 agitated. Once I have that little measurement, and I know how to bring that number down to calm my mind, to bring peace inside. And how I do that is with simple kindness. In the beginning, kindness to this present moment, to right now. How do I feel? And I'm kind to that. When I like the present moment starts to get traction in my mind. You're not concerned with the future or the past. You let those go. And you stay with the now. Kind to this moment. Is the reading on your piezometer declining? Going closer to one? This is another mindfulness exercise. You're aware of how much peace you have, and you learn how to create more peace, to calm the mind down. Present moment awareness is one of them. Kindness is also crucial. And also the ability to perceive the silence of the mind. You don't need to give things names. You don't need to make comments inside or to note things. Instead, you just be, rather than trying to capture this silence with words. Just know it. In wordless wisdom. Once the peace gets strong enough, it happens to me all the time, I start to be aware of my breathing. Just the feeling of breath coming into my body and going out. Natural, like I'm a passenger in this path of meditation, never a driver. If you like, when the breath goes in, when your breath goes in, just say to yourself, breathing in peace, peace. As you breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. As peacefully as you can. Just watching what it does for you. It's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What is it like inside? How peaceful are you? And how relaxed is your body? When you don't fight the world, but make peace with it, your body energizes and your mind becomes clear. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, it is a signal to open your eyes and smile for the end of the meditation. Okay. So please adjust your body, get into a nice posture again, and in a few moments we'll begin this evening's meditation class.